Hey everybody, welcome to Indie Soul Rhythms. Today we are taking a sunset drive with a band that brings funk, soul, and disco back to the future. Straight out of Ipswich, deep in the heart of Suffolk, the Jupiter Gallery are crafting lush groove, laden textures that bridge the golden era of D-Train and Chic with a smooth polish of modern R&B. Their new single, Sunset Drive, featuring the incredible Castella, who's also with us, has been lighting up the timelines and playlists across the globe, even catching the attention of Soul Tracks, who called it a smile, including top down cruising number straight out of 1982. So buckle up, roll down your windows, people, because we are about to take a ride with the gallery, the Jupiter Gallery. Welcome to Indie Souls, guys.
Thank you very much for
It's a
having us.
pleasure.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So I'm going to take it right back to the beginning. And I'm going to start with you guys, the Jupiter Gallery. Can you tell us who is and how did the Jupiter Gallery come together? And what was the spark that got this project rolling?
Well, yeah, I could. Well, us two, we met at college in Suffolk, in our lovely homeland of Suffolk. We met at college there. We did music, and through meeting there, we found a huge shared interest in not only keyboards, we're both keyboardists, but love for soul, funk music of certainly of the 70s and 80s, your George Bensons, D-Trains, as you mentioned before. And after college, we kind of drifted apart a little bit, and then I messaged you out of the blue one day saying, how about starting a little funk soul sort of band? And it just came up with some loads more ideas and had fun with it because that's what we love doing.
On the second attempt, the first attempt, it was a fully, like, nearly a fully fledged band.
Nearly.
But then I had some other musical commitments and I just sort of said, well, I'm going to have to back out of this.
And you felt you had unfinished business.
Yes. Yeah. I think what, like 2, 3 years later,
Something like that,
I
yeah.
think you said, yeah, you want to come over for a jam? And I was like, okay.
And thus, the Jupiter Gallery was born, and we
Yes.
started to just release songs that we love doing. We'd been in bands before where we'd been doing music like that we appreciated, of course, but we know in our hearts, like, this is us, soulful stuff, rhythm, funk, disco, neo soul, R&B, like everything under that umbrella. We knew that was what we were passionate about. That's exactly what we wanted to do, and we thought, let's give this a damn good go. And here we are, yeah, after we formed in about 2018, spent a year sort of gathering our sound together, and it's still not the sound that we've got now. We're just forever sort of evolving, and
I mean, we have something called The Vault, which is just loads of unfinished songs that go in various different directions, and
they're
as
just chilling there at the minute.
yeah,
They're just chilling.
absolutely, yeah.
Where does the name come from?
Well, this was during the formation of the band. We'd been writing songs and we just weren't sure what the name was yet, but we didn't want to think about that too much. And then when it got to that crux point, we were close to wanting to release something. We thought, we're going to need a name.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you need a name to go by. And so we were thinking, we just couldn't think of the right name. And we were thinking, we're going to need something big. We need something otherworldly. We're like, the ideas and the plans that we had, we were thinking we need a big planet to store them on. We thought Jupiter's pretty big. So we went with that. And where we wanted to be also visually quite appealing as well in our music videos and cover arts and everything like that, the idea of a gallery popped into our head to give it a sort of certain class and obviously alludes to the visual nature of it as well. And thus, the Jupiter Gallery was born.
Amazing. Over to
Bit
you, Castella.
of
We're going to go right back to the beginning. How did
pressure.
your musical journey start?
Wow, I was just listening to them probably about the same time in 2018. I kind of got bitten by the bug. Going into studio and recording some songs with a friend of mine, and I met my producer Daryl Swan, and he, asked me if I thought about recording or doing an EP, and I said no, because I was, minding my own business, being a, an HR director and just, living my life, And I said, no, I hadn't. But once I did those sessions, I don't know, just something inside of me just kind of woke up, like, hey, let's do this. So started thinking about it, and there were songs in me, and so my whole first project was original tunes that I found a producer to produce those songs. And so I guess around the same time in 2018, 2019, guys, we were, I guess our planets were kind of forming together,
Blowing.
And so, and so, yeah, that was pretty much how it all started for me. And I just, and later on in 2019, after I released the EP, I lost my job. And so I was, he was like, oh my gosh, you lost your job. I'm like, yeah, I lost my job. And so he said, it's kind of the planets lining up for you. And so, you can always get another HR job, but you'll never have another moment like this to pursue the music. So I've been going after it ever since. So yeah, but I've sang my whole life though. I didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I want to sing. I've been singing since I was single digits. I remember my very first solo in church. I remember it, and I still go to that same church. And so no, I've been singing forever. And but this is just, to be able to now sing and share with the world is pretty amazing.
It's interesting you keep mentioning the stars aligning, and
Yeah.
I know we've got Jupiter Gallery right there,
Yeah.
and I'm now thinking, what does Castella mean? What's the meaning of your name?
Oh, well, okay. Well, Castella is actually I it is a it's my grandmother's nickname, actually. When I was deciding to pursue the music, I didn't know if I wanted to use my name or something else. And I was talking to one of my partner at the time, and I threw out a few names, and the very last name I suggested was Castella. And he said, yes, Castella. And so Castella is my grandmother's nickname, and I'm her namesake, Kathy, and she was Kathleen. And so it just seems fitting that I carry her name on. And so every time I hit a stage or anyone says Castella, I'm paying homage to my grandmother, who is who was a sweet lady. And even before I started the music, my oldest aunt said, you embody Miss Castella. You are just like her. And so, I guess it was just kind of one of those, it was needed to happen, that, Castella is it's my name. So, yeah, I pay homage to my grandmother every time I get up and sing. So yeah, God bless my grandmother.
Oh wow,
Yeah.
that's a beautiful thing. So back to you guys. You've built a reputation around Ipswich for your live groove and musical craftsmanship. What's the creative scene like there, and how has it shaped your sound?
I think we went to Felixstowe. It's a seaside town, and we saw a few local singers there. And one of the people that's going to be on our album, MJ Soul, we saw what he was doing. We really liked it. We traded details and whatnot, and that was a big influence on us, just to see the reaction, because you don't really find a scene where they're actually, at least locally here, dancing to that kind of music. And to actually see that was like, well, we should be here. We belong here. There's something to be had,
Indeed.
And yeah, that was a big influence on us, and I think it shaped our sound. We tried to make it more so it would get people moving and grooving,
Right. And your music kind of blends soul of the 80s with very modern energy. How do you strike that balance between nostalgia and freshness?
Well, we're influenced by all sorts of music. Of course, we have been quite blessed to have readily available, music of the 80s to listen to, as well as growing up, with a lot of, like, house music as well, like mainly just dance music, stuff to get the feet tapping and the heads bobbing, and making sure everyone has a good time. And so having that sort of musical palette to draw upon from 80s, 90s into the 2000s, when you're listening to that and growing up with that, these sounds sort of worm their way into your ears and kind of shape what you want to do. And we never really particularly wanted to just stick to one of just particularly 80s, just particularly house and 90s. We sort of tried to amalgamate everything that we've ever heard growing up and enjoyed. That's the whole point of this. We're doing this because we love it so much. We've done other ventures, but this is what we're about. We want to pour everything we love into it. And so that's how the sound is born. It is born out of just every genre almost that you can think. We've been influenced by metal for some of what we've done. You wouldn't think it. You wouldn't think it. But when you just grow up with this stuff, it, like I said, it goes in this ear. And in my case, it doesn't come out the other, it comes out onto the keyboard and out of these speakers. So
Yeah, some of my earliest memories is like singing along to the entirety of Inner Visions by Stevie Wonder.
classic.
When I was little, I probably couldn't even hold a note, but it sounded good to me, and probably to the detriment or the joy of my parents, I don't know. But I think they supported it all the same.
I do he has like touches of D-Train, Jim Moriqua, even Herbie Hancock in some of your music. So I'm wondering, Castella, what are your influences? Who are your main influences in terms of your music style?
Oh my gosh, so many influences. It's funny you mentioned metal. There's a song I like by I think Deadpool. But anyway, let the body see the ground. Anyway, but
Fantastic.
I love, we should reimagine that one, guys. That would be such a, it's a, such a cool
That's cool. I'm there.
But I'm actually having a show on November 1st, and it's a tribute to the women of the Quiet Storm. And so those women really have influenced me. So it's going to be Phyllis Hyman, Sade, Anita Baker, Randy Crawford, Angela Bofill, and also just different groups like Earth, Wind and Fire, The Emotions. There's so many people and everything gospel, Shirley Caesar, others, and Whitney Houston is not gospel, Whitney Houston and BB and CeCe Winans, the Walter Hawkins. I mean, just there's so much music in me. People always say that, I sound like this and I sound like that, and it's just so funny to hear all the people that people say I sound like, and I'm like, I just sound like me. But there's so many influences, so much music out there that I listen to. I don't the Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan. I love Yacht Rock. I mean, man, I just, and my favorite song of all time is "Sailing" by Christopher Cross.
I
And
heard that.
so there's so much music that I listen to, and all of it influences me. Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, all of that encompasses me, and I just, I just kind of pour out whatever comes out. But those are my influences. Yeah, and I probably didn't name them all. Mickey Howard, Regina Bell. Yeah, those ladies too. And I actually had the wonderful opportunity to meet Regina Bell this summer at the Women's Songwriters Hall of Fame. I got to sing one of her songs to her. And she kind of stood there on the stage and looked at me like, "Don't mess up my song, girl." And I was like, "Oh my God." It was just a moment. But after I got done singing it, she came over to me and gave me a big old hug. So it was definitely a moment to have one of your idols come over and hug you. It was great. So that's who influences me. This It's a lot. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's pretty amazing. I guess the question on everybody's mind at the moment is regarding the latest single, Sunset Drive, which
Woohoo!
you have collaborated on. How did that collaboration come about?
Well,
Well, we were in preparation for our album. We were very much wanting to work on a collaborations album, because we just found so much music in that sort of time that we loved it, and the artists that we found we were inspired by as well, and we thought just how great a chance it would be to actually work with them. We hadn't done much in the way of collaborations before.
We had a a different album idea planned, and we were very close to going ahead with it until I think you came up with a bright idea. Actually, why don't we make a collaborative
Let's
album?
actually work with the people that we've been listening to recently and
And
being inspired by. So,
save that one for the next album.
yeah, album two's on the way, but album
It's
one's
a
coming.
shameless plug, but you know.
Yeah. So it came about, we were getting some demos, thrown together of stuff that we were thinking, right, that sounds like it would be good for this person, that person. And then this one came about. And at the time, we'd released a song called Touch, Feel Alive, and it got played on T-Rex. And during the live stream, we were listening in, and we were seeing comments come up from a certain someone called Castella. We saw this coming up, and she was saying how much she was loving it. And of course, then we decided, like, okay, we're loving what Castella's doing. You were bringing out some great tracks, and at that point, we thought, well, it just absolutely makes sense to send over this
Yeah,
one
you
that
can't
we've got.
deny the passion, like, because I mean that will fuel the creative process, I think.
Exactly. And this whole thing has been just great to work on. And so we sent over a what I like to call a cheeky little demo to
I
Castella.
love your
And
cheeky little
yeah,
demos.
it was a cheeky little demo. And then Castella, we spoke with, decided to hop on board. And then perhaps Castella, you can say your side of how things came about.
Oh, well, I again, we met on T-Rex Radio. I remember hearing their song, like, oh, this is cool. I like it. And then I got an email in December. I remember getting it. I'm like, oh, was at work. And I got an email and I was reading it, and then he sent over a couple of songs and I'm like, oh, I like this one. And yeah, and then it was, as a songwriter, a track, you got kind of have to feel it. And I felt it immediately. And it was and they said, right here. I mean, right, the verse I wrote. And then I said, do you have anything here in the bridge? And they're like, no, can you think of something? I'm like, okay. And so it was, it was truly a collaboration that they really allowed me to, feel it. But, just from the moment, the first beat of the record for me, they had me, and it's just working with Carl. It was just been it, just a joy. He's just a sweetheart,
Oh, thank you
and
very much. How's he?
just a sweetie pie. And
I agree. I
just had
agree.
the greatest time interacting. So on my end, and it's so funny after I sent over my demo piece to them, and they were like, okay, yeah, we like it. And we were chatting about it the other day. I sent over a cheeky demo to them.
Nice.
And then I guess what they got back was something completely different. Same words, but different, I guess a different passion, because my producer would not let me sing in a light voice like that. He just it's like, you're gonna sing the song, right? I'm like, okay. So he says, that's your bread and butter. So, but that's how it came about. They just reached out to me, and I said yes. And it's just been wonderful. And I'd say about almost a year in the making for us to get this out. I've been waiting. I released a song in between, which did pretty good, called Hurt So Bad. The timing for this couldn't be any better for me, so yeah. So it's not, we didn't just pull the song out of the sky. We've been working on it for a little while. So it's
Amazing.
going back and forth, and playing with some different things. And the last version of it, I'm like, oh, you added some more stuff. He's like, yeah. So it's just been what the collaboration has been wonderful. I've had a great time, again, it all started with the track. The track was amazing, and it was just a bop from the beginning. So yeah, I love it. So had a lot of fun. It's truly a collaboration.
Amazing stuff. So, what inspired its mood and message?
Again, through a lot of the inspiration that we'd had before, I mean, we've been listening to, alongside some of the new people that inspired the album to be born as a collaborations effort. We've been listening to a lot of music. I'd recently sort of gotten into vinyl. I was a little late to the party, but I've been getting into vinyl. You've been loving vinyl for as long as
Yeah,
you've been breathing, basically.
before it became cool again.
Yeah,
I'm running out of space, in all honesty,
I've
for my
seen your living
collection.
room, yeah.
Wow,
And
yeah.
so it was through listening to a lot of the tracks. I mean, like George Benson, who we mentioned before, like Give Me the Night, and just a lot of heartfelt, kind of romantic, really just soulful, like I say, straight from the bottom of the heart kind of music. And as my job as a producer is to try and evoke that in the actual instrumental. And I'm so glad that Costella mentioned that she liked it as soon as she heard it, because I always really love to make sure that as soon as you hear it, you think, right, I'm having that.
What I like about your tracks, like you send me something, I get like an instant kind of, I think it's called synesthesia.
Oh, we picture a color and stuff like that with it, and right, okay.
It made me think of, like sunset and just a nice but scenery and just soaking it all in. And yeah, that's what inspired the direction of the lyrics, at least from my point of view.
Well, I remember asking Carl, I said, what is he, is it what neon? What was that? A
Oh,
neon?
I remember you said, "What is a what's a New York Avenue?"
I thought it was New York Avenue, but it was neon. I'm like, oh, okay, so bright lights. Okay, I get it. Okay.
that's the
Yeah, I totally played off of that visual. I had a visual of, a girl kind of hopping down the stairs and getting in the car with her guy. And so, and of course, telling them to come closer to me, so let me whisper something in your ear. And
one.
just
Love it.
I guess I kind of took I feel like took the other part, took the story to the, some to where we're going, so it was fun writing. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, when we get on a roll, we're losing track of time.
Ah, here he
We
goes. Here he goes.
back. See, lose track. Take a step outside. I'm like, okay, I'm like, okay, here I come.
That's exactly what she did. That is exactly what she did.
It's sort of a life mimicking art, or art mimicking life, it goes hand in hand.
Then I kind of took control of him and I told him to grab the wheel,
Well, yeah, safety
but don't go
first.
too fast. Don't go too
He
fast, because I want to stay with you forever. This is gonna be a wonderful night. So yeah, that
did
was
get scared briefly. He did get scared briefly, but he was fine afterwards.
I was like, oh yeah, maybe I should. But yeah, well,
Yeah.
I'm great.
No, so I mean, I guess from my standpoint, so when they sent me the track, all that was already written. So it was you all painted a beautiful picture to continue writing to. I mean, so mission accomplished. I mean, it was very, very well written. I was like, okay, this is cool. This is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, this was a marriage made in heaven. So, can we expect more special guests like Castella on your new project, the guest suite?
So that's our album that's coming out. We're actually, these are being printed on vinyl. We're expecting them around the 27th. This is being recorded on the 18th of October. We're expecting the entire, all, we're doing 200 copies of our album, The Guest Suite. And we're expecting 200 by the 27th. And of course, Sunset Drive will be appearing on it. And alongside another single that we released before Sunset Drive called Another Time. And that was with our friends in France, AP Connection, who we appeared on vinyl with before as well. And just this huge amalgamation
Two
of
more singles to come.
two more singles to come. Yeah, but the actual vinyls will be available very, very soon.
Okay. Keep us posted and we'll make sure we publicize it as well.
Thank you very much for
Thank
that. Thank
you.
you. Thank
Much
you.
appreciated.
So what
I'm excited. It'll be the first time I'm on some vinyl, so I'm like, yes, I can't wait to get it.
First of many, I'm sure.
Oh
no, man. I can't wait to do more work with you guys. I mean, it's you guys are amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. As are you. Yes.
Nah, thank you.
So, what themes or emotions tie this project together? The Get Suite.
So for this, yeah, quite a mix. quite a mix, yeah.
Yeah, you got various sort of inspirations. So we try to sort of mimic some classic duets, the likes of Sherelle, Alexander O'Neill, even Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, that sort of thing. But then some more obscure stuff where we kind of have to think outside the box a little bit and mold ourselves to the other artist's sound, it's, I mean, it's been quite a challenge for me to sort of, oh, they sing it that way. I'm going to try and mimic that. Yeah, it's quite educational as well.
That's interesting. So, like, from my standpoint, I mean, as a presenter, I get sent a lot of music every single day. My inbox is just like packed. And then I have to sift through it, listen to it, and think, can I play this on my show? So, my question to you is, in the world full of noise, what do you want listeners to feel when they hear your sound? That goes both to you, the Jupiter Gallery, and to you, Castella.
What do you think, sir? What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, I'd like it to invoke nostalgia, but also, just feel good music. Whatever's going on in their life or whatever, it takes them out of that, and they just basically just soak yourself up in the sounds of this album, and
That's kind of our ethos, sort of right from the beginning. There's always been like a sort of light at the end of the tunnel, a sort of something to keep you dancing even on the darkest days. And not everything we write about is all sunshine, rainbows,
No,
and
of course not. No.
no, but we feel like the music behind it, if it's enough to get your head bobbing, again, head bobbing, toes tapping, if that's making you do that, it's causing some sort of movement inside you that's getting you to shift. You know, whatever's going on inside you, you're literally moving. We just want to be able to create some energy. And a lot of energy goes into what we put into it. And we hope that ends up coming, you know, back to us from everyone else and just enjoying the music. And obviously, the reaction Sunset Drive has got, we feel that we've, you know, done, checked off one of our, you know, to-do lists, get people bopping.
Yeah, and hopefully it sort of it sets a blueprint for
Many more to come.
many more to come. Absolutely.
And I agree. Same thing here. I just want people to feel something, when I'm singing, my mother said I have a voice that makes people stop and listen. And and sometimes when I'm singing, people are just listening, and I like that people listen when I sing, and so I just want people to feel something. And it's funny, you all keep saying nostalgia, but my upcoming show is called Nostalgia because I'm singing. I'm singing a lot of songs that I want people to feel something, some emotion when I sing. And so that's it. I mean, just want them to feel something and have it mean something to them when I get done.
Yeah, like we don't want to tell people how to feel. They can draw their own kind of emotions from it, however they, yeah, within the moment.
So, from an artist's perspective, Costello, what advice would you give to aspiring independent artists? People who are thinking into going doing it alone. What would you
Well,
say?
it's not for the faint at heart, that's for sure. Because we have our moments of ups and downs, and just if the music's in you, just don't give up. Certainly, I always tell people this, if you have a gift, and you don't put it out there, you're denying someone something, because the gifts that you have are not for you. Your gifts are for someone else. So it's your responsibility to share that gift with someone. And so I would just say don't give up on your dreams, and always pursue them, and produce quality work. Just try to do your best, and try not to cut corners, I guess, and just do your best. I know for me, I could record in my kitchen. I could do that, but I don't. Whenever I collaborate or do something with someone, I will give it my best. I'll go in studio and hire my engineer to make sure that what we send over is quality work. So I would say that too. Just make sure your work is quality, and you're, if you're passionate about it, you won't be able to stop. So it's kind of, just don't give up. That's what I would tell an independent person. Just keep going after it. Just keep going after it. Hopefully you'll find a wormhole, kind of like we found a little wormhole here with this song. Who knew? But yeah, it's yeah, just keep going. Don't give up.
Yeah, wise words. And from a producer's perspective, what would you say to someone who's thinking of pursuing that, path in music production?
As Costello said, it is again not a thing for the faint of heart. There will be moments. There will be moments you think, "Am I doing the right thing? Am I not?" But at the same time, you must remember why you started in the first place, and it is because you love making music. You write it because it is something you enjoy doing it. That has to be at the forefront every time you sit at the keyboard or whatever you play, guitar, whatever, to even come up with the tracks and whatnot. And again, Costello summed it up beautifully with words of never give up. There will be moments you think about it, but
There've been many a times I'd think I'll just walk away from it,
yeah, it
but
yeah, me
happens.
too.
It's a it's an exercise in patience, really, and just crafting what you have inside you.
Brilliant. So before we wrap up, I've got a
The universe will put things together too. So it's,
Yes, we found out.
different. I'm a big
Yeah.
believer that things happening for a reason. It gives me hope.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's again, so glad I met you guys. So
And
glad.
we are for you as well.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's been
absolutely.
great, absolutely great to work with you on this one, and many more to come, I am sure. I'm
Yes.
sure. Almost like, well, I guess we need to be a group now, you know?
Yeah, we
So,
have to,
are there
yeah.
plans to do some dates, venues, live events?
On our part, we're oh no, sorry, we'll let Casilla
Oh
go.
no,
Yeah.
you guys go first. You go.
Our answer's not that interesting. We don't really do live shows. We are almost strictly in the studio where we want to
Yes,
share our stuff
in this
live
pokey little room.
that we call the mothership. This
Yeah,
little room
it's
is called the mothership. Yeah.
the music is in the walls at this point.
Yeah. So no live projects as such. We don't do live stuff. But as I previously mentioned, obviously we've got our vinyl record coming out that should be coming out later this month, early next, available to order then. If you follow us on our socials, we can update everyone as and when we get any information if they so desire to buy a copy.
Brilliant. And
Well, me, I absolutely love to perform live. It's like I love it. I mean, I almost kind of go broke, kind of making sure I to perform. But I do have a show in November 1st. I also have a show in December, my Christmas show. And of course, people are asking me, "Are you going to sing Sunset Drive on your show?" I'm like, probably not, but I definitely will be adding the song to my set. I don't know if anybody can duplicate my partner though. I might have to bring you out here, Seb.
I'd love to do it. We'll make it happen.
Moochie, I was telling them, I said, I have this vision, guys, of us being on Jimmy Kimmel or some late night show performing our song together. I mean, I dream big, and I can see that would just be such an amazing opportunity for us to, do it together live, somewhere big, But I definitely do plan to add the song to my set at some point. I got to get it charted out and everything. Do you do charts? It's like, do you do charts? Can you create one more quickly? But yeah, I do plan to sing this at some point live. But me, I just love the live experience. It's nothing like it, and especially if you have an audience of people that actually have come to see you. It's a It's amazing. I can't explain the feeling. And then also performing with my live band. They're amazing musicians, and we just have a really good time. So November 1st, I'll be doing a big old show. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
I
amazing.
want to see footage of it. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
There is footage from my la I was this summer. I was in Atlanta. Also did a show in Florida. So Atlanta, Florida. Also did some. I was in DC, Virginia. So I do a lot of performances outside of California, and but I do love to perform here as well. So yeah. So but yeah, that some of that footage is online. I got some out there, but definitely looking forward to this. I go to this little small spot called the Stand Up Comedy Club is where I hold my show. So it's actually a comedy club, a very, very tiny little stage, but the energy, the venue's not too big for me. So it holds about maybe 150 people. So it's not huge, because I'm realistic with myself. I'm not going to go get a 300 room venue and try to sell that out. That would be difficult to do. But yeah, just the energy of the room is amazing. So, yeah, I just love it. Love, love, love it.
Yeah, just keep putting it out there in the universe. It'll happen.
Oh yeah, and I do have plans to. I mean, I want to see the. I need to come to the mothership. So, my daughter
Welcome.
and I would love to come there and do some recording and hang out in England. It would be amazing to do. Yeah, so. That's putting that out in the universe. That's going to happen for
Absolutely.
sure. Yeah,
Absolutely.
manifest it. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I want you guys to come to the sunshine too.
Oh, see what the Sunset Drive was all about. Who's driving?
Did you see those? I posted some videos of me driving at sunset listening to the song, and that was like super cool. And the moon was shining bright too. If you saw that, the moon was
Yeah,
shining
it's
bright in
yeah,
there.
that. It's amazing how well it actually worked. So the visuals that we had in our head almost came to life, basically, on your end. So yeah.
Got to come out here and shoot the video.
Ah, good point.
We were
Good
talking
point.
about
We spoke about the video. But we got no solid ideas yet, but still.
It's in the work. It's in the works.
Amazing stuff. So before we wrap up, I just have a couple of fun questions to
Oh, okay.
run by you guys. You can give a one-word answer or you can elaborate as much as you like. The first question is for you guys. First record either of you has ever bought, and do you still own it?
Mine will be, I think, kind of an anti-climax, potentially for a soul rhythm show. I remember the first CD I got was Wheatus, who did Teenage Dirtbag. And but I still love that song, I'm not gonna lie.
I think it was one of the Nows. I think I can't remember which
Now
one.
That's What I Call
Yeah,
Music, the
yeah.
compilation albums and
I
stuff,
think it was one that said, I think it had one, I think it had Britney Spears on it.
Of course,
I can't remember what the song's called, but it's like, that don't impress me
Shania
much.
Twain.
There we go, that one. I don't know what year that was, early 2000s, but yeah, I remember that.
Don't you wish we had a more soulful answer to this one?
You know what? I'm going to say Inner Visions. We'll just go with that. Yeah, we'll go with that. First vinyl I probably learned all the words to.
Yeah, mine's probably Thriller, actually, the actual vinyl sort of. Yeah, so let's cut out the bit about everything that came before that, shall we? Yeah, no, yeah, no, Thriller, I mean, the album
That
of albums, I think, really.
didn't happen. And it was kind of loosely sort of
What molded this one? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
we sort of took direction from that and how they compiled the songs and what sounded good after the
And the different influences, of course, because I mean, side two, you've got 1 minute you're on Beat It, having a nice little rocking headbanging session, then you've got Billie Jean, and suddenly you're walking backwards along the ground and stuff like that, and having a good dance. So that was the magic of Thriller, and I think we just want to try and capture that in everything we do. So yeah.
Nice one. And Costello. What was your record year?
My first record I think I bought was Renee and Angela. Your Smile, I think their album. So
Street Called
yeah, that was,
Desire.
it might have been Street Called Desire. Yeah, I know Your Smile was on that album.
Yeah,
So
one of this. Yeah.
So a little further back than, Britney Spears. I don't know if she was born yet, but yeah, that was my first one. And then my first, I think, vinyl record I bought was a Jonathan Butler, one of his very first album, Jonathan Butler. Yeah, that was like
Very
in
cool.
the
South
late
Africa.
80s. Yeah. He's one of he's one of my influences as well. I love his voice, Jonathan Butler. And then Renee and Angela also are some more influences. So yeah.
Nice one. And the dream artist you'd love to collaborate with, dead or alive?
Well, we've worked with one now. I will
Yeah.
say that. I will say that. We've worked with one now.
I'd love to work with Thundercat.
Ooh,
Get him
that's a big
playing some
shout.
bass and
I don't think we could handle him in this room. He'd be flying all around all over the place, wouldn't he?
yeah,
That'd be
we
fun.
just have to keep up with him. Oh, there's so many. Trying to think.
I know
Just...
for a fact, for me, it has to be Michael Jackson. It just absolutely has to
Oh
be
yeah, I forgot that we could go dead or alive.
dead or alive, yeah.
I'd love to work with Marvin Gaye,
Yeah.
I must
Yeah.
Ooh.
God, there's so many, it's hard to actually pick one, but for me, just for me personally, Michael Jackson sort of just encompasses like wanting to get some magic into the music that you're doing, and that will forever be benchmark for me to aim towards always. And to be in a room with him to work on anything would be literally a dream come true.
And
Awesome.
Stella.
Well, for me, I would PJ Morton would be cool. Corey Henry, Babyface. Of course, I have the Jupiter Gallery now. Her would be cool. Yeah, those are some I can think of off the top of my head. Jonathan Butler, of course, he's still out there. So yeah, those are some folks I would love to work with. And if someone who's not living, Luther Vandross.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I actually he was one of my influences as well. I always told myself if I could have my dream job would have been to be one of his backup singers and taking pictures. That was what if I could have done anything with my life, that's what I would have wanted to do. And I had this wonderful opportunity to meet someone who played saxophone for him. His name is Kyle Turner. And I shared that with him. And he told me that Luther would have liked you. And I'm like, oh, he would have liked me. Oh my God. That's almost like someone who knew him to say that. It's like, a dream come true. So yeah, Luther Vandross would be my guy. I would love to have met him.
If Jupiter Gallery was a cocktail, what would be in it?
Blueberry. I think definitely blueberry, maybe some citrusy.
Keep it nice and tangy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. A little bit of gin, perhaps.
Lot of
just
bit of gin.
no point going single, double, just pour it in. What else?
And one of those little umbrellas, just to finish up, just one of those little umbrellas. We'll get that in there.
Yeah, you see, you don't want to like overdo it. It's got to be just
Smooth balance,
smooth
as
balance.
it were. Yes.
It's got to have purple and blue in it. I know that. I'm trying to think of something that like we've got the blueberry. What could do the purpley bit?
It's starting to sound like a punch to me.
Yeah. Some sort of food coloring for the purpley bit. We'll go with that. Yeah.
For now, it's a work in progress. It's a yeah,
Jupiter
yeah.
punch.
A punch. Oh, yeah.
The punch. Yeah.
Finally,
I want some now. I want some now. Yeah.
Gotta create that. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be whiskey. I would just send some whiskey, good old fashioned.
Right.
with the dark cherries or some champagne. I love champagne too. So yeah, Castella could be in either of those, some champagne or some whiskey.
We'll have some champagne ready for when you come into the mothership. We'll,
Yes.
yeah, we'll keep it on ice.
Or some Jupiter punch at this rate. We've got to try and work this one out, I think. We need to work this
Some
out.
Jupiter punch. That would be
Yeah, get a
awesome.
pen, start writing and
Get,
stuff.
we're on it. We're on it. We're on it. If music doesn't work out, we'll be bartenders. How about
There you go.
that?
Well,
Yeah.
guys, I really appreciate you taking time to chat to us. I loved that. I loved the energy, the honesty, and of course, the groove. But before you go, we're going to ask you to do us the honor of introducing Sunset Drive.
Okay, well, I shall start. So I am A Siege.
I'm Seb, Sebastian Humphrey, if you prefer.
I'm Castella.
And this is our new single,
Sunset
Sunset
Drive.
Drive.
Yeah.